So we're coming to our closures, closing phases, for most of us anyway. And I would be, we've done many retreats before, but I must always emphasize once again, just because the time is the number on the day has changed from one day to the next, your jitter doesn't necessarily know that. It doesn't stop at 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock, it just keeps rolling. So, and just because you've moved out of the forest refuge, your jitter doesn't necessarily know that either. So you know, it's going to have to take time before it's kind of, beginning to change gear, you like. So that process is, one should really encourage to spend a day or so. Now, if you really got to start moving, you know, tomorrow, then you stop the retreat now. And today you spend time thinking, reviewing, considering, do it. So start lightly, don't rush out and expect to get a top gear on day one. You know, you better stop your retreat now and, you know, what you think your retreat is, and spend time just considering what you're doing, where you're going, what's important, what about that, this, that. So just take it carefully, because then you want to take your heart, chit the process, onto these personal, you know, personal space-time topics, which will be our main arising territory, will be our personal space-time topics, won't it? We've had it all more or less laid on, and now all that very particular qualities with their certain excitements and anxieties and obligations is there, isn't it? So now's the time to, in a way, review that. Review, and don't rush into it, and don't try and shut it down, but how am I with this? How is this touch my heart? How am I with this? It'll be naturally the uncertainty. Just staying. What's the meaning of this? What's the meaning of my life? What's the important piece? And these four points that, for the sake of just make it simple, the 4 points is what's finished, completed, done, gone, to be discarded, either unwholesome or irrelevant. Can I just at least pencil it in and keep that on that checklist of, think I've done with that, then so when you leave here, do I need to pick that up again, or can I just say, I think it's over? You know, it's no longer alive, I wouldn't be in this in a fully willing, you know, bright way. It's enough, it's done. Or that was really a mistake. I think I need to draw a line around that and tidy up. Completed. What is beautiful? What do you have? What are you that's beautiful? What has perhaps been revealed in this month or so that encourages, gives you faith in yourself, faith in yourself, in your own heart. There's something has developed for me, something has been established for me. I'm blessed. There's this. Remember that. Write it down. Chances are your personality will forget it. So write it down. And still you look at it and think, I was out of my mind, I was all when I said that. But get it and feel it and embody it. And if you, you know, that should be on your shrine, if you like. And then where is your struggle or your question or your thing that you've been tackling that keeps coming up? So when you're living, try to live in a way that doesn't add more to that or pathologize that. Like, this sense of what I'm struggling with now becomes the main, my lifestyle is based upon that, on perpetuating the struggle. I need to find a way out of that dilemma of carrying too much responsibility, feeling burdened, having a relationship that's kind of half dead. I'm just carrying on with it because I can't, you know, don't feel I can quit. Well, you're kicking a can down the road. Maybe you're not ready yet, but look into that. What would make that possible to put aside that disharmonious lifestyle, engagement, hobby, relationship, pursuit? Yeah. What would help? That's your growth point. That's the fourth point, your growth point. The skills that you have come for you now could be turned towards that. We notice when the Buddha's talking about ignorance, he's not talking about some abstract entity. He said, you can't do that. You can't say, oh, well, now I'll deal with ignorance. No, you can't do that. I can deal with the five hindrances. Specific point. And very specific. You know. Like even five hindrances are kind of politely abstract. Where does your greed button, where does your aversion trigger, you know, where's your grab and claw, where's your, you know, to know for oneself. Where is a sense of restlessness and dullness? Now, sloth torpor is often seen as some kind of sleepy state. I think not. Certainly it can be in a sleepy state. I think the fact of it is that a lot of people are asleep most of the time in terms of just indolence, casualness, not notice, numbed out. When do you do that? When do you choose to do that? Like, let me veg out and just gaze at the telly. Jaw slightly dropping as I go into this state where nothing hurts me anymore. Not alive, not dead. Do you know those? Yeah, that to me is what it's about. And the kind of real attraction for that too. So now I have to be too awake. So where do we begin to, you know, almost seek those points? And so you cultivate practice with these, you're really going to be practicing with, most of the world, it seems to me, is built on establishing the five hindrances. You know, the social world is, a lot of it's established around giving you things to get greedy about, demand more for, keep getting better at, have happier aversion, other people you can fear, mistrust, hate, despise, condemn, dismiss, cut off, bomb, lock up, you know, ill will. Well, it seems pretty much a constant media saturation thing. A lot of it's about where can you just numb out, slow torpor. When you encourage restlessness, just feverish activity, which has no purpose, they call it vibrant. Vibrant, pulsating vibrant, means restless. Translation to Dhamma. And doubt, speculation, anxiety. This isn't just lack of information, it means the mind loses all confidence, all faith in itself and in others. And if you follow that, this goes down to deep depression. And that kills people. And what's the rates of depression now in the world? Huge, isn't it? Why is that? Because of the others have led it there. The others that are endemic in our social domain have led to that point, the loss of faith in your own citta, because of this, the rest of the conditioning has led to that. So this is definitely to be moved out of. for your own welfare, absolutely. And you, so you have to meet those forces as they arise in your social, cultural, you name it, domain. You know it as it is. Take refuge. It's a meaningful term. Seek the Kalyanamitta. You know, change the atmospheres. And these five hindrances are not sustained.